It's Around the Lunch Table.
It's your boys, Jay and Z.
Let's get rowdy up in here.
Okay, let's go. Welcome back, Slapdicks. It's Around the Lunch Table, episode 117. Let's start off with our sponsors, starting with Aperture Oceans, bringing ideas and ads
to life.
And also want to shout out Liv Stallion, Never Be Tame Wellness Fitness Page, started by ATLT's own Brandon Badiato. Wellness Fitness Page streams Monday through Friday. You can look it up on Instagram. Brandon spelled the usual way, Badiato, B-A-T-T-I-A-T-O, and the Liv Stallion link is there, I think. James, take it away.
Got moles if you have moles in the Puget Sound area. Servicing northern Seattle to southern Tacoma, they're your premier mole exterminator. Also check out Outlet Aeration, making your lawn look like and feel like fucking clouds. Not look like, that's called cobweb mold. Puff Tag, never lose your shit again. Order now at PuffTag.com to lose that thing that you keep losing. Oh my God, Z, we're back. I got some new clothes. What the fuck do you think? I think these are like papayas.
Those are flowers. The fuck? Papayas?
All I saw was this. It was folded.
Why is that papayas?
Is there a...
Dude, look at my shirt. There's papayas on it.
Is there a vegetable you just can't eat? Squash. But spaghetti squash is good, like as the noodles, fucking amazing, but just like straight up squash.
Well, I mean, it doesn't really have a strong taste. One thing I think, this is not a joke, I've actually never had a Brussels sprout. I've smelt them, and then when I was little, I just refused to eat them, and ever since I've kind of held strong on that, and I would assume it's Brussels sprouts.
I would assume that. If you identified with a vegetable, I feel like you'd be an asparagus.
Because I make your piss smell?
No, just, I'm talking about the look.
The look?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You have some good hair. You know, they have the little fucking tip on top.
They have like Guy Fieri spikes, dude. If I had to identify as a vegetable?
Yeah, I don't know. What fucking veggie are you choosing?
Probably a tomato because I'm very versatile. Or garlic because I'm using everything.
Ooh, is garlic a vegetable?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Garlic's
I just don't like how they have so many clothes on. You got to like take it off and then you got to like smack it and then it gets everywhere.
It's part of the process. I like it.
Yeah. The same thing with fucking, you know, it's like, hey, let's take the clothes off. Then you can put them on, you know,
put them on to fuck
after.
Oh,
yeah. There's that common saying, you know, after you're fucked, you know, you got to help yourself, I guess. I don't remember the tweet. Something like that.
I haven't heard that.
It's got like a picture of like Emma Watson like walking up, you know, something. It's like, you know, the thing about life, once you're fucked, you got to put your own clothes on or something. I don't fucking know.
I know what you're talking about.
Thing is, that is weird. I think we should normalize that. Helping them put the clothes back on. Like we should start that. It's weird because you take them off.
Yeah, but like what? They help you take their ears off too sometimes.
Yeah, help me put them back on. You know, one leg in.
But what are they going to do? What is someone going to do to help you put like a pair of shorts or like jeans back? Like, that's a one man job. Unless you're are you 800 pounds?
Taking them off is a one man job. But it's kind of hot in the moment.
But if you're already kind of, if your hands are doing something else, mm-hmm. then that's just kind of one hand washes the other. Simple as that.
Have, you know how, you know, bras have the little thingy you gotta do.
Yeah.
You ever think, you know, sometimes there's like three of them and you get the two outs that you're like, oh, I got it. And you're like, fuck, there's a third one. Mm. Why do they have so many?
So they don't fall off? I don't fucking know.
Well,
what do you think?
Some of them have two and some of them have three.
Ease of use? I don't know. I don't know. You're asking the wrong person.
Are you one of the guys that can like take it off with their teeth? Because I don't think I could.
I don't think I've tried, to be honest.
Yeah. But, I remember back in the day, be like, yeah, like I took her fucking pants off.
Oh, nice. Teeth. So you sat in your room by yourself trying to fucking unhook a bra for 3 hours and finally figured it out?
Exactly.
That's like a fucking high school
Exactly.
Flex. That's like a high school flex.
I will use my hands. And we both know that didn't fucking happen because getting a button.
You would use your fucking feet, dude.
My feet?
You're like an orangutan, dude.
I can pick things up with them.
Well, a lot of people can, but I'm just saying your feet are just, I don't know.
They're a hot commodity.
They move weird. Well, I mean, assuming because you put them right in the fucking lens almost when they're...
Well, I didn't mean to do that. I forgot about the table. Forgot I was barefoot. Some people will pay good fucking money for these things.
No one that we would hang around with or no one that's going anywhere probably. Actually, that was a little far. That's not true. That's just a fetish probably.
Yeah, it's just a fetish.
I meant like the super, super pervy people that like will pay $500 for bath water and stuff.
I think they're all over the place.
Those people. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
We just don't know. If you had to choose a weird fetish that you had to get into, which one you
I had to get into? Well, what are my options? I'm kind of drawing a blank.
Okay.
Feet.
Okay, feet.
Well, we talked about the stampeding one.
Stampeding one?
The fire one.
Pain.
Oh, God, I couldn't do that.
That one? Like, you know, like stilettos on balls and shit?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that is.
I feel like there's some trauma involved in that.
There has to be some trauma involved. Oh, like, 100%. I'm sorry, like... It's like, oh, well, why you make me bleed and stuff. It's like,
okay, how about this? You have to either be in like a foot, or I don't know if there's feet orgies or something, or
everyone just get in this room and then put your feet in this box.
Yeah, well, I think they have it like behind a curtain. They just have the foot.
Oh, there. Like what happened to Joe and family.
Yeah, guy. Yeah, and his foot was pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like wear a tail for like 2 days around, like a butt plug.
I do the tail. Oh, wait. Oh, it's a butt plug tail. I thought you meant just wear like a tail.
Yeah, it's a butt plug tail. You got to put it in there.
Wait, it's a fetish that I have to get into?
No, I'm saying you got to like be involved in a foot orgy.
How do we get there?
What do we do? What do you do after the orgies, like once you come? Like, do you
have a good night? I don't know.
Do you just stand on the sideline and wait for the next round? I think so, yeah. Or do you just start pleasing the other people?
I think it depends how long you've been at it.
How do you know your placement? Like, it's like, okay, you're here, I'm here. Like, I don't know how to...
I think you just kind of just go. You just walk in there.
It's just freestyle.
Yeah, you're freestyling it. And then when you come, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll just go to the back, do another line and fucking...
If there's a ton of girls and guys, like, when you want to, like, swap with someone, do you just be like, hey, and if he's like, yeah, then you just do it?
I guess. You know, is it pre-planned? I don't know. Dude, they're like... There's like fucking like orgies on Craigslist and shit, dude.
Yeah.
That's not a place you want to end up.
No.
No.
I feel like I don't know. I don't think I could do one, but like.
Well, first of all, I don't have a desire to either, so.
No, I just feel like I wouldn't know my place. I want to know my role. Yeah, I would. I want to know my role.
Am I a closer?
Yeah. It's like, yeah. What am I doing here?
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't know my place.
For some reason, every time I imagine it, I just think of like a mound of people, but that's not how it works. It's like a big sectional, and there's like two here, two here, two here.
Yeah, there's too many variables in my head.
Yeah, exactly.
Too many variables.
There's a lot going on, too.
Yeah, just a lot.
Or like a fucking bukkake, you know, and it's like, and they just got like 9 dudes and 1 chick.
Yeah, that I don't understand that either.
I think the girl gets paid a lot for that. She should get paid 9 times the normal amount, I would think. She's taking 9 times the normal amount.
I don't know. I just think that would be very odd. I guess if you're used to it, if you're like a porn star or something, then it's all good.
Well, dude, but I feel like it's the same dude in like most of the videos.
He's fucking.
Dude, he's fucking, going at it. You got to be taking drugs.
Like Johnny Sins, dude.
Johnny Sins. Who's that?
He's a porn star.
Oh, he is?
Dude, there was this little leaguer on the Little League World Series. It was like favorite actor and he put Johnny Sins.
Oh, fuck. Super quick shout out to Bud Light. Everyone's protesting. So $20 for a
boycotting.
$30 pack now.
Boycotting.
Boycotting. Yes.
So thanks for the discount.
Appreciate that. So I thought of something interesting today. There was, you know, this is not something we're making a joke about. There's a lot of, you know, awful things happening at schools, you know, shootings, things like that. And I remember when we were in school, they taught us how to like stop, drop, and roll, you know, for the fire drills.
Yep.
Why didn't no one teach us how to use a fucking fire extinguisher? Like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Okay. Listen, We've brought that up before.
We have?
Yes, we have.
Not being able to use a fire extinguisher?
No, I'm saying, yeah, they're telling us how to fucking stop, drop, and roll. It's like, dude, just fucking tell us where the fire extinguisher is at, pull the pin out, bam, shoot it, and then we're good.
Dude, I want to pull the pin if so bad. It's going to feel like a grenade.
If you're at the point of stop, dropping, and rolling, then damage is already being inflicted. It's like, at that point, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
I don't know. I feel like in a crisis situation like that, I think I'd be good, but have you and I been in a real crisis before?
Like a life or death crisis?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know, actually.
I mean, I did. I thought I was in one Halloween. Yeah. But I'm not, like a realistic, I'm going to die.
I don't think so. I think we've had like scares, but like, I don't think it's actually been like, hey, like this could, we could fucking die.
One time
here.
I was driving my the old Cavalier, the old car. I was blasting. Remember Justin Bieber's Believe album? What was the song with Big Sean?
As Long As You Love Me or whatever.
Yeah, As Long As You Love Me.
As long as you love me. Boss, trust don't care, man. We care about you.
Yeah, that one. I was blasting.
Now we're on top of the world because that's just how we do.
They say the sky's the limit. Now my sky's the point of view. I'd be something like, whoa, oh God. we were blasting that. It was Elise and her friend Bailey. And I like tried to drift a corner and we just went in like circles forever. And then like ended up like 2 feet from this fence.
Is that a near death or is that a near...
I was like, holy shit.
I guess I
wasn't worried about mine. I just didn't want to be responsible.
That's fair.
It would suck to be like, they die and I got to
Because I'm saying I could go through... quite a lot and I wouldn't be as worried. It's more of like the other people that are with me.
Yeah, I don't want to be responsible. I'm not living after that. I'm just take it.
Yeah, that's brutal. Yeah, that's brutal.
Take it. I don't know. I think, so like, say I accidentally hit someone with my car. Okay.
Am I telling on you? No.
No, I know you're not ratting.
Oh, no.
No, I know fucking that. I'm saying, how are you helping me hide the body? Say I'm just like freaking out and you can't get me under control and you just got to handle it. You're like, it's for my boy. Like, what are you doing? Are you doing like in the rug? Are you putting a vat of acid? Like,
well, I'm just getting out and be like, hey, grab his legs.
And go where?
Well, it depends where we are.
I'm driving home from work and dude, I'm just like,
manic. Well, the first thing we're going to have to do is make sure that we dispose of it properly. If we're in the middle of nowhere and we don't want to transport this thing and don't take the risk, then the best course of action would be to... probably find, now bear with me, this is genius. This is genius. So get a dead animal of some sort, right? So you dig the grave 12 feet, put the body 12, and then 10 feet, like put dirt back, put 10 feet, put the animal there, then cover it all back. So then if dogs come sniffing for him, it's a dead animal.
So We are trading lives. We have to kill a raccoon.
Well, maybe we already find... Well, something bigger than that.
I think that'd be fucking hilarious. We accidentally hit somebody and then we're like hunting a raccoon to try to fucking...
No, I saw it on this guy got away with like hella fucking murders on this documentary I watched and that's what he did.
Yeah, it's fucking... Like, say you bought a home with like your wife or whatever and then you find out that like there's a ton of bodies buried underneath. Do you think you can just like say fuck it and you're fine?
I mean, whatever? I think... I could.
Would you tell her?
No.
No.
No, 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 no. Yeah. Well, because I'm like, well, how much does it cost and how much are we?
Exactly. How much equity?
You know, are we
I don't know.
Are we in the long haul either way? Because exactly. If that's the case, then I'm not saying a fucking
word. Well, it's like your kids love the place, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I don't give
Do
a fuck.
Do you consider that lying? I wouldn't consider that lying.
Well, let's be honest. Let's get into brass tacks. Technically, it is because you knew.
You're not lying. You're just not saying it.
Yeah, but that's still in a way lying because you know for a fact they'd want to know that.
There's probably a lot of things my significant other would want to know.
That's true. That's true.
Do you believe in that when you get a significant other that you should just be open and tell them everything? I think it'd be nice.
Well, that's like weird. I don't know. I think everything is...
Subjective.
Subjective, yeah.
Yeah. I think when I do find my person, I want to do that, but I also don't want to scare them off. Not that I have that many things that are bad.
Not many skeletons in your closet?
No, I don't.
No, me either. But I'm saying either way, it's like, that reminds me of like when the detective comes home, honey, I can't tell you everything about my job.
Yeah. And then she's got like,
I can either tell you nothing or everything.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know. I think I'd be a good detective.
You'd be a good detective, I think.
I think you would too.
Yeah. I think we would be a good...
Oh, we'd be a dude, hell you know, of a team.
They'd be kind of sick after like months of work, you fucking crack a guy. It must be a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
We got you, you motherfucker.
Do you think you'd be a good interrogator? I think I'd be a good cop. You'd be a bad cop, I think.
Why?
I don't know.
Because you're definitely like way colder than me.
Colder? I said I'd be a good cop. Like put on a frontness of niceness.
I know. I'm saying, well, why would I be a bad cop?
I think you'd be better at yelling. I think when I yell, it just looks stupid. Hey!
Like, I love when you yell, dude.
I don't yell that much.
No, I know. Me either, but I'm saying it's funny.
I feel like I have a problem expressing anger. It just doesn't really come out naturally.
Yeah, me too. That's fair.
Yeah, but I think we can play the good cop routine.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. We can make it one.
Dude, I think it'd be kind of fun to be an... Like, not like... Okay, obviously it's a job, but I'm saying like just like a celeb shot of interrogating. Just give me one time to run in there with a fucking dude and interrogate him.
I know that I would see. The thing is, my interrogation, it would not be instant, but I feel like I could slowly crack him over time. That's what I give me a week. Give me a week.
The thing is, honestly, I watch a lot of like cop shows and stuff, and they're interrogating people. Most of the time, like they themselves fuck themselves for what they say in the interrogation, because what they'll do is they'll bring you in and question you 8 different times, and if you're lying, it is so hard to remember every detail of a lie. Mm. So they'll ask you to tell the story like 8 times of details and ask you a ton of questions, and then once the details are okay, this guy's fucking lying. Now we just got to figure out what he did and blah 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 blah. They most of the time they just fuck themselves. Mm. They just keep talking. If they just, I'm like, dude, don't say anything.
Yeah.
Just don't fucking say anything.
Don't say shit.
Because if cops come in and they're asking questions, they don't know. If they don't say anything, then you're good.
That's a good point. The thing is, okay, there's this new law in Washington, the no chase law or whatever. I want that in writing, and like, I have to really.
Oh, the no chase. If he's going a certain speed limit that in residential, they have to let him go.
Just anywhere. They can't chase you now. So it's like, but dude, the thing is
so
like,
are you telling me I could fucking,
that's what they say. I have to know that for certain before I'm pushing the fucking gas pedal and running from the cops. I don't know.
Is that actually in law in ink, dude?
In fucking.
So you telling me someone could just grab a fucking little kid off the porch and drive off, and the cop's like, ah, he's going over 80.
The 2021 legislator enacts strict limits on when police can launch a vehicle pursuit, banning car chases for low-level crimes such as
theft. Low-level. Okay.
I'm saying like...
Well, low-level makes sense.
They can pursue suspects for violent crimes and sex crimes, which we would not be a part of. It'd probably be like a DUI or something. Is that a low-level crime?
That's a felony, so I would say
okay,
no.
Here's the official thing. A peace officer may not engage in a vehicle pursuit unless there's probable cause to believe that a person in the vehicle has committed a violent offense or sex offense. Suspicion the vehicle has committed is committing a driving under the influence. Fuck, damn it.
How many beers do you think it would take for you to fail a fucking field sobriety test?
Dude,
I feel like I could have a lot.
A lot.
I feel like I could have a lot, dude.
A lot. I don't know. I feel like I get drunk, but I don't get blacked. Like,
but I'm saying even when I'm like super fucked up, I'm like, dude, I could do that. Yeah. No, I'm not saying drive. Sobriety test. I'm saying I feel like I still do that.
Well, I sometimes practice too. Like, say I'm in the bathroom and I'm just like, oh, touch your nose.
Well, I don't think that's the same thing when you're sober, but.
No, I'm saying when I'm drunk and I'm like peeing or something, I'm like, oh, no. Do the alphabet.
I feel like it'd take a lot. I feel like I could last a pretty long time.
Well, you did one and you passed.
I did. And I passed the flying colors.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Good.
You were at the 7-Eleven, right?
Yep. Calm, cool, and collected, baby.
He didn't breathalyze you though.
Mm-mm.
Which is weird because that's just like the instant.
Well, isn't that, well, they usually don't ask that first because that's like, oh, if they smell in your breath, okay, can I breathalyze you? But you know what I'm saying? So that's like the first way to tell.
What cause did he have to even do that to you?
Because I remember, okay, so I'm pulling out of the, because remember 7-Eleven is right there. So I fucking go this way. I'm going left. I'm approaching the middle lane to get in the turn to turn in 7-Eleven. And this fucking guy didn't turn his headlights on when coming out. And so I'm going like this way, and like I saw his car from a distance, but I thought it was a stop because the lights were off. I'm like, oh, maybe he's a stop there. I go, he starts going around. So I go, oh, I swear. I'm like, holy shit. And I fucking swerve around him. So the cop's like 80 yards back, but he just sees my fucking brake lights go like this.
Oh.
And so he's like, oh, this guy's fucking, swerve. This guy must be fucked up.
Thing is, knock on wood, dude, I haven't been pulled over in a long time.
When was the last time we were going to Medford?
Yep. Yeah. 20 minutes into our 7-hour road trip, got a fucking ticket.
Yeah, me either. Knock on wood, too.
What? That was what, a year ago? Or less than a year ago. That was Aaron's party.
Oh, I guess that wasn't that long ago. Fuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, one other thing I want to bring up today. So, since we've kind of been talking about, you know, love, relationships, and everything, where do you think is the worst marriage proposal? Because I'm going to say a baseball game.
Yeah, I'm a baseball game. I think that's... I can understand if you, as a couple, find something that you are so into, that would be... But it's like, I just don't think that... I don't agree with it. I don't like it.
So what if your girl proposes to you?
No.
No?
Especially in a public place. The fuck?
I mean, I'm... gonna take that as holy shit, they really fucking like me.
That's true. That's silver lining there.
That is some silver lining. And for girls to make first moves is very unheard of.
Oh, yeah, very unheard of.
So, I mean, I'm accepting it. I'm going to be like, damn.
Well, I'm accepting. I'm just saying, but like, I'd be like, oh, I just don't know any woman on earth who would expect me
like
to do it.
I know what I'm supposed to do in that situation is the one proposing. I feel like my mind would just instantly go to every other proposal I've seen and be like, oh my God. Like,
I guess, yeah.
I don't know. What I don't like is that proposals aren't like surprises anymore. I don't like when they're like, okay, we'll go pick the ring, make sure her nails are good.
I don't get that.
I want it to be a surprise. I love surprises. Yeah,
the surprise factor. That's the whole part of it.
Yeah. And then they're like, hey, make sure you tell like my best friend.
It's so like, hey, like, you know, go pick out a ring. So it's coming within the next 6 months, by the way. Exactly. So the second you go on a trip, it's like, okay, I think this is it. Because already there's already suspicions. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, you know.
No, what I don't like is like, if your best friend is like, hey, we should go get our nails done before this trip. It's like, then they know it's coming. And you're not going to do it at the beginning of the trip.
You see that guy on Twitter? He proposed his girlfriend on a boat. It was actually a pretty cool scenario. But he dropped the ring in the fucking water. So, okay, let's just say like it's a very nice ring, which I take it was. And you're like financing it or whatever. I'm saying, then what the fuck's the next step after that? You're just like, hey, we're engaged. I'm sorry I fucked up your ring. Then, well, okay, you just go get another one. And then you're like, okay, I'm going to have to finance this one and the one I fucking lost. Or what do you fucking do?
Fuck, man.
What do you fucking do there?
I mean...
Because I've never obviously bought an engagement ring or anything like that. I'm saying, is there a way...
They're spendy.
Like, what do you even do in that fucking scenario?
The thing is,
I think, rule of thumb, given a lesson from that... If I am anywhere near water or somewhere, I'm using fucking cubic zirconias just in case. But like, hey, this is the real one. I didn't want to drop it. That is something I would do is drop it. I'm not kidding. Because I'd probably be drunk because it's probably nighttime. Yeah. And I would, I'd probably drop it.
Exactly. I think for mine.
Her titties fake, but they look real. Cubic zirconias.
Here's what I'm thinking. The thing is like. Some of the diamonds that are stupid expensive, it's like, oh, the clarity or the not amount of scratches under a fucking microscope. It's like, am I going to pay 10 grand for this size diamond or 3 grand for the same size diamond? Because under a microscope, it has some minor unclarity.
Well, something? Yeah, but because that's where the people who sold it to you got their price, whatever the case of wherever,
I'm saying,
why
is
it was.
She didn't know that. Like, it just matters that she likes the fucking.
Yeah,
ring,
I agree.
Right?
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of get gypped. I mean, I'd like, I don't want a big fucking rock on it.
No, they should give us the normal wedding bands, but also like a dope, like, you know, index finger ring or something.
Yeah. Something
like
cool.
a sick style
something
ring.
Cool. There's some religion that uses watches instead. Then I just thought
that's sick.
Yeah. Fucking Rolex.
I want a big ass rock. I want a Rolex.
I want a Rolex.
Iced.
Iced out.
Oh, iced.
God, that'd be sick. I would love that. No, I think if I do it, candles on a beach, you know, fucking.
Yeah, kind of cliche.
Well, no, but like the candles are a pathway.
Candles are a pathway. it goes nowhere and you're just fucking with her. Nah, actually, I'm not doing it tonight.
Like, you know, I actually just met someone.
Yeah, actually.
2 weeks ago who did a fake. They were getting married. It was the day before their wedding. But one of them did a fake proposal to the other one as a joke.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, apparently it went fine and it was funny, I guess. Because apparently they'd only been dating like 2 months or something. And so they went down to tie their shoe and then was like,
yo, I thought you meant like they set up a whole thing.
No.
No, I've seen those. Those are usually funny.
Yeah.
I thought you meant they set up like a whole fucking thing. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of
fucked
up. That's
fucked.
Yeah. Like, that's fucked up.
Just imagine if she's like, oh my God, oh my yes. God. And it's like, oh no. I don't know. If you're broke, you're doing a ring pop.
No, probably cubic zirconias, and then after.
No, I'm saying broke, like you're homeless.
Cubic zirconias. You can get fucking fake diamonds for so cheap.
You're homeless.
Oh, homeless. If I'm homeless, I'm not proposing to anybody.
Well, they're homeless.
Trying to stay alive, probably.
Yeah, you know, you can take her back to your lair.
No, then no, I'm not even. No, that's a stupid question.
If you're homeless, are you a mountain homeless or a city homeless?
I think in my mind, I would prefer mountain because they want to be far away from everybody. Obviously, they don't want to be, they're trying to find a place to sleep, blah, blah, blah. But you also, at the same time, kind of have to be around there to get some free food in civilization, unless you're like some survivor, man.
So say like you lose everything, right? Say you just get a bad gambling habit or something. You lose it all.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm done. Are you telling me or are you just going?
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you.
You're telling me? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if, you know, one of these days when I snap, I'm just going to show up on an island somewhere and I'm going to send you my location in like 6 months.
Yeah, and then I'll go fly out too and then we good. Yeah. Live in a little hut. You could sell chiclets on the road.
Oh my God, no, I want to bartend, dude.
Oh, that'd be, yeah, that's a classic. Yep. That's a classic dip away job, yep, dude.
Fucking shaking it up. Dude,
that'd be sick. We could both be bartenders.
I know,
man.
Dude. Fucking.
That'd be so sick.
Be a therapist of the common.
Make
man.
What make just enough to pay for our little hut right there on the
exactly.
beach.
Exactly.
Bam, dude.
We don't need bunk beds. We can share one. It's
yeah,
fine.
We're good, dude. Yeah, sleep like, where we sleep in the sand.
Yeah, dude. If I was homeless, I'd just save up like $500 for a ticket to Hawaii and just.
Dude, well, a lot of people. I was watching this. I was doing this Reddit rabbit hole, and this guy was like. If you're one of those people, like you just, your life is just getting like, whether it's socially or whatever, it could be anything. You're like, dude, I have nothing connecting me here. I just need to get the fuck out. I don't care where I go. Far, far away. So drop me somewhere. And the cheapest way to do it is, I forgot which cruise line it is. There was this cruise. It's one of the, I don't know if it's one of the Carnival ones. I think it was a different company, but there's this one that goes to the Bahamas and around and it goes back. And you just go off to the islands, but then you just don't get back on the boat. And for like $200, you just got.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this guy on Reddit was like, say, like this guy was like, yeah, this is what I did 8 years or 10 years ago. I'm like, it was crazy. So he got on this fucking cruise ship and they stop at like this island on the Bahamas. You go on there, blah, and then you come back. He's like, I just didn't go back.
Holy shit.
Fucking nuts.
I saw this couple. It was
That's
like,
a good idea.
I saw it was like something like $51 a day or something for this cruise thing that they went on. But then they realized that their rent was like $2,900. So it was like $50 a day.
Yeah. So they stayed in the cruise ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, mathematically, it adds up. I mean, free buffets.
Yeah.
I love buffets. Oh, I love buffets.
Good
dude.
Buffet, dude.
When all the food's laid out, it cannot even be that good because it's a buffet. It's like, that's cool.
Yeah. But there's just the options. And you have the little ice cream machine at the end.
I've never been on a cruise ship, though.
I haven't either.
I've seen too many movies, dude.
Cruise ships get a lot of hate.
Well, if they're like Carnival or some shit, I feel like there's nice ones though.
It's like, oh, this is like the like your marriage is failing and you're poor vacation. Which
it's not necessarily true.
No, I don't think that's true.
Not necessarily.
That's
true.
That's just what Twitter says a lot.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that.
Yeah, a lot of hate around them, and I don't
understand. I think Carnival's given a bad name.
Dude, we should go on a cruise. Let's go on a fucking cruise.
We should go on a cruise. That'd be fun.
Why don't we do it? You have that fucking voucher from Cars for Kids. Is it the cruises?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking to you're listening to a donor for Cars for Kids.
That's me. Most generous and most loved.
1-877 Cars for Kids.
Well, on the voucher thing, but there was like, because that one.
There were stipulations.
There were stipulations on that one because it was way longer than the previous. So there's a lot of stipulations in that. And you had to pay for the extra couple days. So it's really not like you went from just paying to get there. To paying to get there and then like a normal vacation already. So it's kind of
something.
It'd be kind of pointless though.
Yeah. I feel like it's like, hey, the whole trip's going to cost $2,000. Now it costs like $1,700.
Yeah. That's literally, that's basically what it's
like. But it's
like,
so nice.
But the other ones you just have to pay to get there.
That's pretty cool.
So anyone that's like in the States or whatever, that's kind of close. You just have to pay to get there.
Or you got the Alaska card companion code.
Yeah.
Take your
bam,
fucking person
done.
With you.
Boom. Fucking done.
Dawn. Fucking done. Dawn.
Do you know how to, if I gave you like some sticks and like a flat, how long would it take for you to like make, like you cannot move and you can't do anything. Like you could die of starvation until you start a fire. How long do you think it would take you?
With sticks?
With like sticks, friction, like friction fire.
I mean, I'm just going to go until my hands are raw, I guess. I mean, give me a day.
I'm saying, how long do you think it would take?
A
so
day.
Like, you have like a flat thing, you know, and then a piece of wood, like you're just. And so basically you could starve and die. You cannot fucking leave this room until you start a fire.
To be honest, I don't know. I thought you needed sparks to start a fire, but it's just the heat and the friction that can start a fire?
Yeah. I mean, it takes a lot, but yeah.
Well, if I know I'm going to die, I mean, I'm putting everything I got into it. I'm going to say like 12 hours of non-stop going out.
Yeah, that'd probably be about right. Yeah.
What about you?
I don't know. It's got to be a long time.
I mean, there's not a rock I can try to make a spark. The thing is, even with
rocks,
a spark.
Rock, no, that doesn't work. That's in movies. That doesn't work.
Because it's like a tiny spark.
Going like this, I mean, even if it doesn't spark, it doesn't work.
Because it's like, I mean, that's got to be some dry hay. Like,
no, that has to be gasoline on the fucking hay. That doesn't work. It's like, because as you're going, those little sawdust and all the pieces go in, then it gets really hot, and then a coal comes
up. So like,
up.
Say we're on an island, and like, say like...
Me and you crash on an island, what would our duties be
I think I'd be in charge of like management, finance.
No, I think you'd be in charge of like getting berries and like...
You'd be in charge of like getting berries and like scouting out like trails.
Yeah.
And then I just fucking do everything else.
I think I'd start the infrastructure of the island, start our own currency, you know, yeah. start, you know, delegating work.
And then once we got other people to our little village.
I think either, yeah, I'm going to be the guy getting berries, or I'm the guy that you lose for 2 days.
Or the guy trying the berries. To make sure that points it. Yeah.
Or like I'm gone for 2 days and then I come back wearing like a bear pelt and I have like the eye mask shit and I'm like,
That's definitely not you.
I'm the king here.
No, that's
no, I'm saying like I went crazy.
You can't go from getting berries to fucking killing
a bear. Saying when I have like a psychotic break.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and then I'm just like, oh, this is, I'm king.
But don't you think if you were like lost in the middle of like nowhere, like whether it's an island or wherever, but you were able to self-sustain, it would be, you'd somewhat find peace.
I think I'd find peace. You can definitely find peace in the waves. What I do think though,
you're so fucking stupid,
is that for some reason I have this like constant thought that I can eat grass.
I used to try. I tried that as a little kid. Doesn't
I feel like I'm like, oh, in a survival situation, I just eat the grass. Cows do it, you know, yeah, and
not
they never get tired of it.
The same, yeah.
But they have stomachs and they're mammals.
Well, they have five stomachs or something.
Five?
They have multiple stomachs. Yeah.
Oh my god! Imagine the amount of beer they can. How much do you think it takes to get a cow drunk?
I don't know. I haven't fucking asked one. Hey, how many of these?
Can you get animals drunk?
I'm assuming so. I mean, you can get them high, so I'm assuming you can get them drunk.
Dude, that would take fucking gallons to get a cow fucking drunk.
Yeah, well, and they're fucking huge.
Maybe we just go like the hard shit, like a bucket of bourbon.
We're just fucking...
What do you think they do? Just start like walking weird, just mooing all over?
Is cow tipping a real thing?
It is.
Because I've definitely seen...
I tried it.
I tried it too.
It's a certain breed of cow.
I think, but also like sometimes, like not all cows, a lot of them don't sleep standing up. Sometimes they're tired and they happen to fall asleep standing up. That's not like a common practice.
Oh. No, I believe it's definitely real. I remember as
I've tried to do it. I've tried to do it.
And it was like, they just got pissed.
Yeah.
And just like, get out.
Yeah.
I had a cow fucking chase me and I had to like baseball slide under the fence, dude, at my house. It was,
oh shit.
It was one of those real moments where I was like, wow.
Dude, wow. Could have been me.
Could have been me that day. Me. I don't know. Have you ever seen a fucking, like a newborn? The thing about other mammals, it's impressive as hell. Dude, the fucking calf comes out and it's walking in like 30 minutes.
Well, it has to. It has to be able to fuck ready to fucking run.
How the fuck are we the supreme mammal?
Well, that is literally just
how
we evolve. I'm saying they evolve out there ready to roll at any fucking time. That's why they have to come out running.
And we have to be taken care of for fucking years. Sometimes even in your 20s, you're still fucking like...
I don't know. That's I'm saying that's how animals evolve though.
I get that. I'm just saying I'm surprised it's humans.
Well, we got the smarts. Michael Bowie's wicked smart.
I mean, but it has to be taught. I mean.
Well, yeah, but we definitely.
I always wondered, say you're a woman or whatever and you have a baby, right?
Okay.
Okay.
I guess so.
You're in the fucking forest and just pop it out and you walk away.
Yeah.
Okay. Somehow it survives. It never comes into contact with any other humans. What language does it think in? How does it think?
Well, I don't think it's like a dialect per se.
But like, say you're like, if you know you're hungry, like, you're like in your head,
it's like emotions and feelings probably, right?
So it just grunts and points at things?
No, that's how you would communicate to someone else.
But what is
to yourself inside?
What language?
It's probably the same way, same thing you're thinking right now. It's just in something that like listens to its own, but like, it's not a dialect. It's just like instinct. And you think like what you're thinking right now in your head.
I'm thinking it in English.
Yeah. It would be that, but it wouldn't be English. Who knows what the fuck it would be?
That's what I'm saying. What is it?
You can't, we've never heard it. We won't ever hear it. So there's no way to know.
No, there's nothing to be heard. It doesn't exist.
Yeah. There's no way
they
to
have
know.
No
there's
concept
no way
of
to,
language.
There's no way to, just because you're born and let's just say you weren't raised with a language. You don't know when you're hungry. You don't know what you'd be like, oh, this sucks. And you wouldn't be able to think that.
No, I'm saying, but like, if you know you're hungry, what are you thinking of? Like, I'm hungry.
That, but like, but it's just no not words. English. It's just not English. It's just in your head. If you were going to try to put it in words, yes, that's what it would be. But because it's in your fucking head, who knows? Who knows?
I think they should do a test on that. I feel bad for that person, but I think.
Hey, let's have this baby. Don't teach it anything. And then let's reevaluate when it's 14.
It's fucking feral.
It would be feral.
I don't know.
Running to all fours, dude.
I mean, if it got love from the animals, all you need is love to not be feral, right? Love is a necessary human thing, and we need it. No, there was that. You know what's weird? I remember my teacher telling me this, and maybe I heard it wrong. I must have heard it wrong.
I'm going to assume you did by the way you're phrasing this.
Because they were like, yeah, there was this test where they had these kids, and they gave some love and some not love, and the ones with love just died. And I was like, what?
What the fuck, are they fairies? Like in a fantasy story? Like, oh, he didn't get enough love.
Well, no, like, it was like them proving that like humans need love, which we already know.
Well, yeah, we know that. And we need human contact.
Yeah, human touch.
You definitely need human touch.
What are your love languages? I'm curious.
Well, I'm definitely physical.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Just that one.
I mean, I think I'm good at like little things showing and stuff. Yeah.
Mm.
I'm not as grand and.
I'm not grand.
I wasn't even gonna say you.
Oh,
I was gonna say it's others.
Oh.
You know, I like that you thought that it was going
to
be you when I said
grand.
No,
roast
you somehow
like
tied you somehow
hard.
You somehow tied in grand
no,
to be, you.
No, because
you
I
are,
figured you were going to say that like I try hard.
You're
or
fucking
something.
Arrogant.
I'm not arrogant.
You're right. You're ignorant.
Probably. No,
it's okay. Me too.
Yeah. No, mine are definitely physical touch, gifts, and acts of service. Probably.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's fair.
Yeah.
What's do you have any? If you had to think off the top of your head, any unethical life hacks?
Unethical life?
That's a good one. Unethical life hack.
Unethical. Oh, when you're pulling up to a homeless person and you don't want to like have them see you, you can, you know, the part between the windshield and the window, you can line that up perfectly.
I do that. I do that. I do that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I give money when I can. I just don't usually have cash.
Yeah, me either. Yeah. Or if I have cash, I'm like, well, I'm not giving this guy 50. So. Not
yeah,
that
exactly. Five.
Not Mr. I'm not
do.
Feeling like Mr. Beast today.
Yeah, I always do if I have.
If I have, yeah, I always do if I have
you know,
a couple
like
bucks.
A five or ones.
Well,
or
the way I see it, it's like, well, he's just gonna go buy drugs. Well, enjoy this line on me. That's
yeah,
me.
Exactly.
The act is me giving you the money. Be like, hey, in any way this makes your day a little less miserable, whether it's going to shoot up some heroin. Hey, enjoy this. Enjoy
or
this line.
Food. You don't know.
Enjoy they this fucking line on me. Either way, I did my job. Meaning it made their day a little less terrible. Yeah, if he goes buy a drug, cool. Party on me.
Yeah, exactly. Also, it's like, what is your employer doesn't ask you what you're doing with your money. It's paid
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
So fucking whatever.
Yeah, who cares if he goes to buy drugs? You know, oh, you're going to get drugs? Here's 10 instead of
but
five.
But we don't even know if they're doing drugs. They could just be going to get food.
Or both.
Or just food. You
or give
know.
Me a granola bar and then I'm going to get drugs.
Yeah, or I'm saying that it doesn't always drugs, right?
I mean, a good portion of the time, yeah. If you're homeless, I mean, that's what I'd be doing.
Yeah, probably. Well, we're at 37.
Oh, we're at 37.
Thank you for checking out Around the Lunch Table. Make sure you check out patreon.com/ATLT for episodes, exclusive content, and a new segment we have coming up soon that we'll announce later. ATLTstore.com for merch. Z, where can they find you?
No, they can find me as _Lesney on Instagram. James, where can they find you?
Jack_Spencer. Both of our Instagrams at the Around the Lunch Table Instagram page. Thanks for watching and
see ya.
Rowdy up in here.